All right, we are on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. I think, right? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I think so. Okay. All right. Nisha meis v'niach isha ubachov v'yorshin. All right, so a person passes away, and he had a wife who deserves her ksuba, and a bacho, somebody who he owed money to. He had a debt, and he has children, yorshin, who, it doesn't have to be children, but your people who are supposed to get the Yerusha from it. V'hayalo pikadon omilva b'yad acherim. And he has some type of deposit or loan out that he had given out to somebody else. So the basic question is going to come, who's able to claim that money first from the person who's holding it, the deposit or the loan. So Rabbi Tarfon omer yinasin l'kol shel shaban. Rabbi Tarfon says you give it to the weaker one of the group. So we're going to have to see who's the weaker one in that sense. What does that mean? We're going to see different explanations. The Gemara is going to explain later as we move along. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein Merachim in B'din. Rabbi Kiva says, what are you talking about? We're not going to be Rachmanis in the din. What do you mean? Ela Yinasin LaYorshin, Shekulan Tzrichin Shavua, Vein HaYorshin Tzrichin Shavua. So he says, no, you give it to the Yorshin. Why? Because everybody else, if they want to collect from the person who borrowed money from him, right? So they're going to need a shavua. They're going to take an oath if they want to collect. But the Yorshin don't have to, right? Because they're the direct line. So so you should give it straight to them. Fine. Yeah, just look at Rashi for 1 second. The first Rashi in the Mishnah, right? You know, in the kosher shabahen, we can remember fire from my knee. The Gemara explains what this means, but the point is, va'afagav de lo mishabdei, lo mishtabdei, mitatle de yasme, lo lebachov, lo leksuba. Even though in general, if the somim were yorish mitatle, not karka, but right, movable property. So if that happens, it's not mishuba to a bachov, someone who's owed money. Or to the woman, to the ksuba of the wife, hacha the lav bishru sahu manche. But here, since the metatlin wasn't in the, it's not currently in the rishus of the yisomim, right? So now, really, Rabbi Tarfon to motzi miyad halove or miyad mishe pikadon etzlo venos in the balchov or the ksuba. So Rabbi Tarfon thinks you could take it. Because again, who's holding on to it? Who's holding the money? Who's holding the money is the person who has this deposit, right, or this loan that they borrowed from the husband. So it's not sitting in the hands of the yisomim at this point. So therefore, he held. You could take it away and give it to the bachov or the ksuba. Because he owed them that money before he ever owed it to the kids. Right, the kids get the money once he dies, but the money was owed to the bachov or to the wife even before he died. So fine, so we'll see. But like we said, Rabbi Kiva says we don't have rachmanas like that in the din, but rather we give it to the Yarshin, again, because they don't need to take a shua. Fine. Hiniach peros solution minakarka. So let's say the husband left peros that are not connected to the ground. Kol akodim behen zacha. Zacha ben. Anybody who comes to take them, gets them, right? Zachsa, you mean of this group. Zachsa isha, so fine. So anyone who wants can go take it. Fine. Okay. And Rashi explains. Rashi says, "Kadmu Yorshin Zachu." If the Yorshin come first, so they Zocha. You can't take it from them at that point. Why? Because again, it's Metatlin. So when they go get those payros and they're holding onto them, the Bachov can't say, okay, now give me money. Your father owed me money. They say no, because again, if it's karka, that's mishuba to the bachov. But if it's metalton, it's not. Uluksuba kadam echa mehen mina isha, kadam echa mehen haisha o hamalve zachahu. Again, and if it comes in terms of the ksuba, if the isha goes and collects, or the guy who he owes money to was zocha. So again, the Rabbi Tarfon islay tfisa tala achamisa mahani. We're going to see Rabbi Tarfon holds if they go and collect even after he died, that works. We're going to talk about that as we move along. Fine. So what happens, says the Mishnah, Zachsa Isha Yoser Miksubasa, Ubachav Yoser Alchova. So what happens if there's, again, there's some, you know, batch of fruit, peros, and the wife goes, and she goes to be Zohar, and she picks it up. Or the Bachav goes and picks it up. Then they realize that they took more than they are owed, right? So she took more than her Masayim Zuz, and the Bachav took more than whatever he was owed. So what happens? Hamosar, Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yinasin L'Koshel Shaban. So Rabbi Tarfon says, you give the extra to, again, whoever's the weakest person, right? So Rashi could say that's the Baal Ashtar, because he has the, you know, he's in the hardest spot to be able to collect. So we'll see. And Rabbi Kiva Omer Emirachim Medin El Yinasin Yorshin. Again, same thing. It goes to, you know who goes? It goes to the Yorshin. Don't be nice to anybody. Just give it to who belongs to the Yorshin. Shakulam Tzvichan Shua Vein HaYorshin Tzvichan Shua. Because again, everybody else needs to collect with the Shua, but the Yorshim, everything comes directly to them. They don't need a Shua, and that's where it should go to them. It's fine. So we're going to see this Machlokas retire from Rabbi Kiva play out, and we'll see. Okay, so it says the Gemara, Lamali Lamisti Malve, Lamali Lamisti Pikadom. Okay, why do I need both? Right? The Mishnah said, what if he dies and he has money that's been, you know, that's sitting in the hands of a Malve or it's a Pikadom. He had lent some of the money, or someone's holding a deposit for him. But either way, it's someone else holding his money who has to give it back. So what do you need both? Right? What do you need both examples? So it's the Gemara says, no, tzricha, I need it. Ditanim mil malve behaka amr bitarfon mishum de mavalot sonin. So if I just said the case was a case of, again, that he had a loan out that somebody owed him and he had to pay back. So there, maybe that's where Rabbi Tarfon says, you know, that you have to give it to the weaker person, right, rather than giving it to the Yorshim. Why? Because Mav Lo Tzon didn't. Meaning when I give money to somebody as a loan, so what happens? They spend it, right? So there's some type of, like, he owes a certain amount of money, but the money is no longer, you know, but he doesn't necessarily have the money anymore, right? So maybe that's when Rabbi Tarfon says, look, you know, in that case, Rashi says, Lo Tzon didn't, ve'ina kayemes, be'en, it's not around. Right, the michser gubaina, right? Umishum hachi, I'm Rabbi Tarfon, the lo manchi b'yoshus adiyasme, right? You don't give it to the yosomim. Why? Because it's not there, right? It's not around. So you don't say, oh, this automatically belongs to the yosomim. About pikadon, the isi be'ene, he says, it's the Gemara, but pikadon, that is, again, it's sitting there, whatever his, I don't know, piece of gold, the gold chain that he gave someone to hold on to, that's sitting there, right? So aim and motivate Rabbi Kiva. Maybe he would agree in that case, just give it to the yoshim, right? Vi'itana beha, if you said the opposite, you just talked about a pikadon, right? Beha ka'am Rabbi Kiva. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Oh, that's why you have to give it to the Yorshim, because again, it's be'en, right? You have it right there. Ava beha. In the case of a milve, eima modi Rabbi Tarfon. So maybe depending on whether it's around or not around. So tzricha. So you see that both of them agree or both of them disagree in both cases. It doesn't matter if it's banned, if it's not banned, either way, around, or it's just an actual debt that they owe. It doesn't matter either way. Rabbi Tarfon says you're going to give it to the Kosho Behen, and Rabbi Kiva says you're going to give it to the Yorsh. Fine. So now the Gemara asks the important question. Mala Kosho, what does that mean? What does this mean, the Kosho? The weaker person, what does that mean? So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Omer, the Kosho Sheberiyo. Right? The weaker one would be, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Lemisha shtara mu'uchar, right? Meaning the person who is, or shtar, kosha beraya, it means, the person who has the weakest proof. Why? Because his shtar is the latest, right? Shlo yuchal litrof lekuchos hakom milo. The person who is the last one to lend, to borrow. So if he's, you know, the person passed away in June, and there are people who borrowed in January, people borrowed in February, this guy borrowed in May, so he is the one who's stuck the most. He's going to have the hardest time. So when there's money that is just, you know, sitting around, right, or sitting in the hands of a pikadon or milva, so that's when Tarfon says, look, give it to him because he's going to have the hardest time collecting. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Luxubas Isha. So Yochanan says, no, Lakosha Shabahan means to the wife. Why? Mishum Chena. Because again, that's going to allow. We've seen these arguments before, right? Rashi says, "Mishum chena sheyimtzu anashim chayin be'ene hanashim if you v'yihiu nasos lahen." Right? The women were, you know, annoyed when their husbands are putting them in situations where they can't collect the ksuba. So we specifically say that if it's ever going to be money that's sitting in the hands of a of a person who had borrowed from the person who passed away, you always send it right to the ksuba. Why? It's going to make the women more likely to want to get married to the husbands because they know they're going to be able to collect the ksuba. It makes it easier for them to collect. Ketanai. I mean, this is like a machlokas tanaim. Why? Rabbi Binyamin Omer, the kosher shepiraya v'hu kasher. Rabbi Elazar Omer, the ksubas isha mishum chena. So Rabbi Binyamin says you should give it to the person with the weakest proof, and v'hu kasher, meaning that's the right thing to do. And Rabbi Elazar says no, give it to ksubas isha because again we want the women to feel comfortable and confident and ready to get married to these husbands, these men, because they're going to get their money back. Fine. Okay. Yeah, okay. Fine. Presuming there's something about this money that's kind of like a thing in the hands of the Bachov, or hands of that, you know, because you might argue, like, why should it specifically go to the kosher Shabbahan first? Like, what's Rabbi Tarfon getting at? Like, why would that be? Why should we be more, like, I guess that's Rabbi Kiva's response, like, Emir Rachaman, right? Like, we can have Rachmanis and the guy, like, for why? That's Rabbi Kiva's bothered by it. But I think as we move along, let's see if we can get a better sense of, like, what it is that. What? Why would it be that we would, that Rabbi Tarfon would say to give to these guys first? Let's see if we can answer that question as we move along. Okay. Okay. Next, Heniach Peros Tulushin. Right. So they talked about a situation where he left over Peros that had been disconnected from the ground. So Rabbi Kiva, my Irya Mosar, right? Kul hu nami de Yorshin havu. According to Rabbi Kiva, that he said you always going to give the money to the Yorshin. I mean, I get it. If you're Rabbi Tarfon. And you're talking about this type of like Rachmanis, sort of like help out the guy who has the weakest raya. So I get it. If he collects what belongs to him, and zehu, that's it, right? But according to, he doesn't get 1 cent more than that. But according to Rabbi Kiva, then you're not giving to them, and you're just giving this money to the Yorshim. So who cares about this idea of like they collected more than they deserve? What do you mean? It's obvious where it goes, right? Why is he even talking about that, right? Rabbi Kiva, my Irya Mosar, kulu nami the Yorshin havu. Right, it's all going to go to the Yorshin. Right, so what, this conversation doesn't make sense for him.
Even in the case any payros tushim and a karka, right? Even if there was an extra.
Right, correct. It's not going to make a difference, right? Rabbi Kiva thinks it all goes to the Yorshin anyways, right? So it says, you know, inachanami, you're right. But I did. I'm Rabbi Tar from Mosar Tani Ihu Nami Mosar. So you're right. This is Rabbi Kiva doesn't have any concept of Mosar. Right? This is Rabbi Tarfa mentioned it, so we'll talk. So Rabbi Kiva says the same thing. We always have parallelism in the Mishnayos that way to know how to be able to memorize them better. Right? Rabbi Kiva Tfisa. So Kumash is fine, but Rabbi Kiva Tfisa Lama Hanya Klal. But again, but according to Rabbi Kiva, does he not hold that Tfisa works? Right? Tfisa meaning, right? Rashi says Lashon She'ila Huzeh. It's the question, but the point is that what's happening at this point is you have. This is about the second case where you have Peros solution that are sitting there, right? So we assume that even Rabbi Akiva is going to hold that no matter what, it all goes to the Yorshin. The question is, well, why? If the Peros are just sitting there and they don't, no one has collected them yet, right? Is it not possible for a Bachov to say, look, if the guy owes me money, I'll take those Peros myself now and finished, and now I'm done. I collected what belongs to me. So Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold from that. According to Rabbi Kiva, that's not allowed. Right? Tfisa just going to take it. So Amar Rava, Amar Nachman, v'hu shetafas mechayim. Right? So Rava says, and in Rav Nachman, well, the case is that the person was tofes mechayim. Right? While the original, you know, this man who passed away was originally alive. Meaning, if he was originally alive, so then that's going to work. But if he's already passed away, then no. Rashi says, Amar Nachman, Mehanya Hecha the Tufas Mechayim Shalmes. Right, when the Mace is still alive. Right, Vahachi Gamala Rav Nachman Mirabi. This is what Rav Nachman heard from his Rebbe, that if he's still, that if the guy had collected the Peros before he passed away, then yes, then Tfisa works. But otherwise, not. According to Rabbi Kiva, these. Rabbi Tarfon, De Manche Hecha. Right, anyway, according to Rabbi Tarfon, what's happening here? Right, Rashi says, De Manche Hecha, Hanach Peros, De Kam Rabbi Tarfon, De Bishas Misa Lo Zachu Behen Yorshin. Right, so according to Rabbi Tarfon, then where's the money? Where's these payers hanging out? Where are they? Right, if generally Rabbi Kiva says you have to get them, pick them up from before the guy passed away, and that's if you're able, that people are allowed to hold on to it, so not the Yorshim. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, the presumption is that the man has passed away, and the payers are sitting somewhere. Where? If they're in his house, then the Yerushim get them, right? Then he has them himself. So where are they? So Rabbi Shmuel, the Amrei Tavrahu, Fuchit Siburin Umunachim Yerushas Rabbim. If they're sitting in the Rishas Rabbim's middle, they're just sitting in the middle, right? Sitting in the Rishas Rabbim, they don't belong, they're not in anybody's Rishas, right? Aval B'Simta, lo. But if they're sitting in the Simta, these places that are on the side of the Rishas Rabbim, and people who would sell things, it's like, you know, like a fruit stand, that's what you find like in the city, right? So that's like, you're like, what do you mean? It's in the middle of the sidewalk. It's not in the middle of the sidewalk. It's on the side of the sidewalk. It's something that belongs to an individual, right? So if it's in the Simta, then no.
Fine. So the Rishas Rabbim, then you give it up altogether?
If it's in the, according to Rabbi Tarfon, if it's sitting in the Rishas Rabbim, then even after the guy has passed away, right. Again, you're owed money by this guy, right? So it's not like any random person can take it, but it's your person, he owes you. And now he passes away, and then he has, you know, I don't know, some item sitting in the middle of Rishas Rabbim. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, you could come and pick it up. And that's what the Mishnah said. Kol HaKodem Zochaban, right? Anybody wants can go pick it up. So Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold from that, right? But he only holds from that if it's while the person's alive, and the guy owes you money, and he has money sitting out somewhere, so fine, so you can go pick it up. You can collect. But if he's already passed away, so now the money really belongs to the Yorshim, so Rabbi Kiva would say, sorry, it already belongs to the Yorshim. Rabbi Tarfon said, look, if it's sitting in the middle of Rishas Rabbim, the Yosim aren't muchzakin on it yet. They're not holding on to it. So then the Bachel can go and go pick it up. The woman who's owed her ksuba, etc., can go pick it up. Fine. But even that is only true if it's in the Rishas Rabbim, not if it's in the Simta. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, the Amrei Tavrahu, Afilu B'Simta. Right? And Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish say, no, even if it's in the Simta, because it's basically in the Rishas Rabbim still, so then there you're allowed to... You're allowed to collect, even there. Fine. So, maybe you're wrong. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlokesh, the Amrei Tarvaya, Afila Besimta, don't dani Rabbi Tarfon. Right? So, am I reading that correctly? That's right, right?
I think it's Rabbi Tarfon.
Afila Besimta. Okay, fine. Oh, sorry. So another story. Fine. So, don't dani Rabbi Tarfon. So, there are people who, they paskind like Rabbi Tarfon, right? So, the people can go collect. And Rish Lakish said, no, sorry, that's wrong. Right? He paskin that was incorrect. Rashi says, Savala Krebi Akiva, the Loma Hanya Tivisa. He said, no, sorry. Nice try, but we don't allow such a thing. Fine. So Amalei Rav Yochanan, Asisa Kishal Torah. Right? So Rav Yochanan says, whoa. And what's the reason we paskin like Rabbi Akiva? Because the rule is we paskin Rabbi Akiva, Bishacha Mishal Chaveira. Right? Usually we paskin if you have a Rabbi Akiva or Mishal Chaveira. And just back to part of the question. That usually if Rabbi Kiva passes something, the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva against others. Fine. But Yochanan says, yo, let's slow the roll a little bit here, right? Like you made this rule, the halacha of Rabbi Kiva Michavirov, like it's halacha Moshe Mishinai, right? What had already happened? Someone already passed like Rabbi Tarfon. And now they came to Rishlokesh said, sorry, mistake, give the money back, right? And because we passed like Rabbi Kiva. He said, you know, it's not that simple, right? You can't just, you don't, even when you say, like Rashi says, Asisa divrei Rabbi Akiva, ki'ilu b'hein halacha l'moshe b'sinai, shechazarta ma'isa bezdin, right? Da'i lanu l'kaim halacha kamosu l'chachila, avam mishenaseh v'nigmar hadin, ein lanu l'achzar. I mean, meaning, you want to tell me you pass on Rabbi Akiva, that means l'chachila, but if someone already passed on Rabbi Tarfon, Tarfon's a reasonable mahalach, it's a reasonable approach, you can't say, you can't go back and take the money back and return it to the other person. So fine. So that was they were upset with Rish Lakish for doing that. So Levi Bahaka Miflagi. So maybe this is what they disagreed about. Demar Sarva Tarbid Var Mishnah Choser. Umar Sarva Tarbid Var Mishnah Inu Choser. Now focus is if you make a mistake about a halacha, do you have to be? Do you have to go back, or you don't have to go back? Right? Rashi says Bedvar Mishnah the Kaimelan Halacha Rabbi Akiva Hecha Diyichida. Right? Upali Galay. Right, if he's one person, he's one other person, then fine. Right, but afagav the lav the mishnah mamish taninila el shmeitz da amarayhu arminim besanhedrin the choser darmin and hasam afilu tabed b'drabu shmuel amarlay in. So maybe it's a tabed by mishnah choser, and the other one says you don't have to. Fine. So the gemara says no. Lo the kuli amatad by mishnah choser. Everyone agrees if you make a mistake, I don't feel passing talacha. You have to go back. You have to return the money. Meaning, so others said no. You halach Rabbi Kiva when he's against someone who's the same status as him, right? But if it's his Rebbe, so then, and Rebbe Tarfon was his Rebbe, so then we don't. And the other said, no, we hold Rebbe Kiva, even if he's having machlokas with his own Rebbe, Rebbe Tarfon. Vivais Ema, or if you want, I'll tell you a different pshat. The Kuli Am Halacha Rebbe Kiva Mechavera Velo Merabo. Now everyone agrees. Halacha Rebbe Kiva when it's against his Chaverim, but not against his Rebbe. V'halcha v'halcha Mifagi. Marasav Rebbe Tarfon Rabo. And Machlokas, whether Rebbe Tarfon was his Rebbe or was his Chaver. We don't know. Okay, Vivais Ema. The Kuli Am Chaveru Hava. No, everyone agrees it was Chaveru. V'halcha v'halcha Mifagi. Marasav Halacha Itmar. Umar Sabar Matin Itmar. I mean, do we say it's Halacha Rebbe Kiva? Or do we say Matin, that we lean towards Rebbe Kiva, meaning we prefer Rebbe Kiva? But it's a preference. But if you didn't pass it like it, it will be okay. Okay. So, Krivet Rebbe Yochanan, Tafus Parat de Yasme Besitma. So, there's a relative Rebbe Yochanan who went ahead with owed money by somebody, and the person died, and they had their ox sitting in the side of Rishu Sarabim, in the Sitma. And he went, and he took it. He took the part. So us like Rabbi Yochanan, Amalahu Shaper Tafsusuhu Suha. So with Rabbi Yochanan, he said, "No problem. You did the right thing. Now you're good. You're finished. You collected your what you're owed." So us like Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. So came to Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. Amalahu Zilu Ahador. He said, "No, give it back." So us like Rabbi Yochanan, they came to Rabbi Yochanan, told him what Rabbi Shlakish said. So Amalahu Maaseh Shekanekti Chaluk Alai. What can I say? If Rabbi Shlakish disagreed with me, give it back. It's fine. Give it back. Okay. Oh, Bikra de Yasme, another case of a Bikra de Yasme, which is a person who would protect animals, like a herdsman. The Tafse Tura Mine Balchov. So a Balchov came to the guy who was protecting the animals of a person, and he came back, he came over, and he took one animal from the herd. He said, it belongs to me, because he owes me money. So Balchov Amar, Mechaim Tefis Nile. So the guy who owed the money said, look, and then the guy died. Right, so he comes and says, "Look, I took it when he was still alive." Ubikra Amar La Achamisa Tafse, and the guy who was the herdsman said, "No, he came after my boss already died." So us the Kamei Rav Nachman Amalei Isacha Sadi the Tafse. So Rav Nachman, they came to Rav Nachman. Nachman said, "Do you have proof that you took it while he was still alive?" So Amalei alive. He says, "No, I don't have any proof." So Amalei Migu the Yachal Lame. Ask the herdsman, "Do you have proof that he took it after the guy died?" He says, "No, I don't have proof." So Amalei Migo de Yachal Lameimar Lakuach Ubiyadi Yachanam Lameimar Mechaim Tefisnele. So he says, "Look, when we first found him, what happened? The guy's holding on to the animal. So what could he have said? He could have said, 'I bought it, right? It's mine.' And in fact, he didn't say that. He said instead, 'I collected Mechaim.' So therefore, we believe him, because that's what Migo. Migo is always, 'I could have made it. If I wanted to lie, I could have said something better, and he didn't. So that's why we trust.'" So Gemara says, "V'hamrei Shlakish." Hagodros ain lehen chazaka. I thought we have a rule in general that animals, why, you know, the animals in general, you don't have a chazaka on animals. Why? Because animals wander around all the time. You never know if it's really yours. So shani tura demisira laroa, demisira laroa. A shore is different because typically those are handed over to people and they hold on to them. They don't wander enough. Okay. So debe nesia tafus amsa diyasme. So the nasi. The family of the Nasi had made a tisa on a maidservant, a slave, misipta, that was sitting, I guess, on the side of the Rishus in similar type of case. So Yosef, Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Hanina, Bar Papi, Rabbi Yitzchak, Nafcha, V'Yosef, Rabbi Abba, Gabayu. So Amalhu Shabre Tafsisua. You did the right thing by collecting, by going and taking control of her. So Amalhu, Amalhu, Rabbi Abba, Mishum Debena, Siyaninu, Mach. Because of the from the Nasi's house, and so now you're making them feel good, and you're gonna give, you know, pass them, like, you know, in their favor. Vahadun danit kibi tarfon. Right? What do you mean? But I thought they passed the kibi tarfon. Vahadri Rish Lakish. And Rish Lakish says you can't do that. So that wasn't right that they took it. If it's after Misa, we pass the Rabbi Kiva. You can't do that. So I guess they were chozer in such a case. So Yema bar Chashu havu mask be zuze be ahu gavra and shachiv v'shafik arba. So there was a person, this guy Yema bar Chashu, who again he had money by a certain person, and that person died and left a boat. So Amle l'shuchei zil tafsa niyalei. So he says, messengers, go, great, quick, grab the boat. So azol tafsa, they went and they grabbed it. So pagu be Rav Papa v'rafune b'rid Rav Yeshua amrele at tofis l'bachov b'makom shachav l'chayim. What are you doing? You're taking from Bachov when he owns somebody else. For Amrav Yochanan, Atobis Abacham Bakum Shacham Lachem Lo Kana. So, but if the Bacham owes other people money, so then you're not Kona. It doesn't work. This is a whole longer story here, so we'll stop here, but we'll pick up with the rest of the story next week, and we're gonna have to figure out next week what day that's gonna be. So I guess we'll Thursday. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Sunday. We'll talk about it. We'll figure out what day it's gonna be, but we'll pick it up next week. Okay. Shkach.